tunnel rats, the larrikin Aussie legends who discovered the Viet Cong's secret weapon. Written by Jimmy Thompson with Sandy McGregor and read by Nicholas Bell. You launch yourself headfirst down a hole in the ground that's scarcely wide enough for your shoulders. After a couple of meters of slipping and wriggling straight down, the narrow tunnel takes a U-turn towards the surface, then twists again before heading off further than you can see with the battery-powered lamp attached to your cap. Because the tunnel has recently been full of smoke and tear gas, you're wearing a gas mask. The eyepieces steam up, and the sound of your own breathing competes with the thump of your heart to deafen you. You know you are not safe. You are in your enemy's domain, and one of your comrades, a friend, has already died in a hole in the ground, just like this one. This is the stuff of nightmares. A tunnel that's almost too small to crawl along, dug by and for slightly built and wiry Vietnamese, not broad-backed Aussies or Americans. Every inch forward has to be checked for booby traps, so you have a bayonet in one hand. Every corner could conceal an enemy soldier, perhaps one who can retreat no further, so you have a pistol in the other. There's no room to turn around. Going forward is difficult enough. Backing out is nigh impossible. You know that the enemy knows you're there. You know your miner's light makes a perfect target. You switch it off. The silence is ominous, though not quite complete, as the pounding of your heart throbs through your body. The velvet darkness is all engulfing. Then it becomes harder to catch your breath. You become lightheaded, then dizzy and confused as the air runs out. Reason and sense evaporate as the darkness claims you. But you get a grip. You breathe. You bring it all back under control because the alternative, blind panic, means death. And you move on. That's how it felt to be a tunnel rat. That's what it was like to know real fear. Fear of being trapped. Fear of an unseen enemy. Fear of ever-present booby traps. And most of all, fear of the unknown. There was no military textbook, training class or official orders that told the diggers in 3 field troop who went down the Viet Cong's tunnels what to expect and how to deal with it, for the very simple reason that they were the first. No Australian or American had ever explored a major tunnel system before.